Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk media, pop culture with John Rash, 811 WCCO. Senator Klobuchar will join us this half hour as well. John, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Well, I wanted to get your thoughts on the Senate delivering these back-to-back votes against Saudi Arabia and response to the death of the journalist. And, of course, you're a guy that's covered the dangers of journalism, but rarely do you think about it happening right here with a journalist who lived here. And then, of course, what happened with the cover-up and everything else. But I wanted to get your thoughts on this.
Absolutely. You're quite right. And, in fact, that's the subject of my column tomorrow. And journalists are, of course, covering this story, and they're also right at the heart of the center of it as well, because as you mentioned, the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, which has remained so extraordinarily controversial. And I think that in one aspect, Dave, is part of the story in that, you know, you think about the news environment that we are in and how fast everything comes at people and seemingly is, if not forgotten, recedes, you know, into the background. And this has remained a story that has only grown in importance. And it certainly did yesterday as, in a rare rebuke, the United States Senate, on a unanimous basis, said that they hold Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman personally responsible for the murder of Mr. Khashoggi. And they also took a vote that, in effect, however symbolic, said that they were going to trigger the War Powers Act for the first time ever to decouple, defund U.S. support for the Saudi war in Yemen. And so while they won't take action in the House yet because GOP House leadership blocked it as part of the farm bill, in effect, once the Democrats take over in January, they'll find a home in the House for this bill as well. So this is only going to ratchet up the pressure on President Trump and maybe even the Crown Prince and the prince who's ailing, however, still running Saudi Arabia.
John, the traditional White House holiday party for the media was canceled, and I just want to get your thoughts on that.
You know, I think it's indicative of the stress in the press-presidential relationship, and, you know, certainly some might say that it probably wasn't appropriate that for all these years everyone gets together when they're, you know, supposed to have an objective distance, but I think there's something to be said for people just being able to get along on a human level, so it's disappointing from that perspective. Although clearly there's no love lost between not just President Trump, but the administration and many members of the press who are covering it. So it's probably appropriate that they didn't go forward with it. But, you know, I think that, you know, this new normal that we're seeing here in effect of this incredible tension between the institutions really isn't healthy for either of them, let alone the country.
And there was a National Enquirer meeting that's making news today as well.
It is. And the National a significant role in U.S. politics over the last several years, not just, you know, their incessant cover stories about the Clintons, but of course they're reporting on John Edwards, the former vice presidential candidate. But in this case, it appears that the National Enquirer was at the table, according to Michael Cohen, who's of course just was sentenced to 3 years in prison, with the meeting to pay and what is called in journalism capture and kill. By the story of Karen McDougal, the former Playboy playmate, you know, who allegedly had an affair with President Trump in order to not damage his campaign. This is becoming a very significant issue for the Southern District of New York that's investigating this at this point, and for all we know, part of the Mueller investigation as well. But the Enquirer becoming news itself in this respect.
You know, John, switching gears here significantly, but let me go to the sports world because it is amazing in this town, the Vikings' interest. And I think about that when they released their offensive coordinator and brought in a guy that's on the staff here, Kevin Stefanski. But holy smokes, that kind of dominated the news cycle shortly after that happened.
It really did. And Dave, I know on WCCO radio, anytime the Vikings are discussed, it lights the lamp in terms of people calling in. And, you know, at the Star Tribune, we will have multiple stories about the Vikings, and they're often the most read, most shared of the day. There's extraordinary support and interest in the Vikings. regardless of how they are doing, and they seem to defy gravity, not every.
Hey, John, one final question for you this morning before you leave, but this is on what's coming up on 48 Hours this weekend. The 1995 disappearance of the Iowa news anchor, you followed that story certainly for years, probably since it happened in 95. They're going to feature it this weekend on 48 Hours on CBS, and the Mason City police chief said that somebody on the staff told him they believe investigators are close to break in the case from the CBS staff.
Let's hope for our friends and family and a sense of justice that they do, and that would be some extraordinary journalism. Probably get a lot of people here watching and certainly down in Iowa.
Yeah, that's 9 o'clock tomorrow night, I believe, 48 Hours, I think.
So you I think so as well, yeah.
Hey, John, I'll look forward to your piece in the Star Tribune tomorrow. Thanks, as always.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great weekend.
He is John Rash on the editorial board of the Star Tribune here at WCCO. It's 8:17. Good morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.